Well, Dylan Brown McMonagall, welcome to the studios of Highland Radio for the very first time, I believe.
Yes, first time in, just privileged to be here.
Yeah. Before we look ahead to what's going to be a very exciting chapter for you next, moving alongside Joseph O'Brien, might just maybe recap on the last couple of years, because I think it's fair to say that they were good years for you in your career. You retained your Irish Field Champion Jockey title. You won it 2 years in a row, and of both of them years, if my maths are right, about 150 victories over the last two seasons. Would that be correct, would it?
Yeah, well, I had 77 winners last season. I had 73 this year, so all going good. And just since I started pony racing, I've never looked back. I had great help from loads of people, and especially my uncle Adrian. From when I was a very young age, 7, 8, he used to take me horse riding to Milford, Rathmullen, out to Rigel Carton. And it all started there. No matter what the weather was, he just dedicated himself to me for when I was younger. And without him, it wouldn't be possible. And throughout the years, I've got loads of support from everyone. And the Northwest Racing Board, with all the workers, committee members, commentators, and then the Midlands and Southern regions, like, everyone was so helpful and couldn't win any better.
Yeah. But it sounds like you love this sport.
Oh, I do, yeah. Since I was a young age, I've been riding, so...
Let's look at the last couple of years, these Irish titles that you've won. It's taken you all around the country. I'm sure there's a lot of miles involved in getting to these races.
Yeah, well, about 3 or 4 weeks ago, we were in the very tip of Cork, down in Alahees. It was 7.5 hours drive down there. Mum and Dad drove me down and got 3 winners out of it, so it was well worth the journey. But you've been a lot of places up and down to Kerry and Cork and Limerick, everywhere.
Yeah, you've been to a lot. What's your favourite places that you've raced on?
Dingle would have to be my favourite, down in Kerry.
Yeah. You had a lot of wins in Dingle, if I'm right in saying.
Yeah, I've had 23 winners, I think, down in Dingle. So I've loads of great days down there. I was champion there 3 days in a row, or 3 years in a row, sorry. Yeah. And I've won the Dingle Derby when I was 12, which I was the youngest ever, and it was beaten this year by young Ed Vaughan from across the water, and he was 11 this year. But I had some great memories in there. Yeah.
You've actually 27 at Dingle, because you didn't include this year, Dylan.
Yeah, you're right. I just didn't include the 4 winners this year. So that's 27 altogether.
And that's sort of for flapping racing and for horse and pony racing. Dingle is the big event of the year, is it?
Oh, it definitely is. It's just the Cheltenham of pony racing. Everyone's going there dreaming to get a winner as a young boy. And if you get a winner down there, you feel like McCoy.
We're going to touch on Tony McCoy. Actually, at this stage, because you've struck up a relationship with him, and you got to know him very well, and it came off the back of a video that was made a number of years ago. Maybe you'll tell us about that, though.
Yeah, well, when I won the Dingle Derby, a company called Just So Direct came over from England and came and met me in Glenbey in County Kerry and asked would I do a short video clip, and then it went brilliant. It was... couldn't win any better. Got loads of views online, and McCoy AP, he seen it online, and he called me over and gave my mum a call and says, would I like to come over for a week and spend time with him and ride out and stuff? So I says, of course, and mum kept it a surprise for me at Christmas, so everyone knew but me, and then it was a great surprise, and I've been over a few times since, and it's a brilliant help. Get loads of contacts over there and learn loads.
He's a man's done everything and the sport, and I suppose you can't get any better advice from a man that has achieved everything.
Yeah, definitely. He's 20 times champion jockey, and you couldn't go wrong. The main advice he gave me was to finish school and then do whatever, because education's easy carried and you never know what can happen in racing.
Also, apart from meeting Mr. McCoy, you've also spent some time at the British Racing School. You got a scholarship in there.
Yeah, the first year I was champion in Dingle, I got a scholarship to go over to England and for a week over in the British Racing School, and it was well worth the journey. For Dingle races, to get in contact with them and get involved with them. And Philip Burns was there last year, and they're just starting to get bigger now, and every year the champion jockey in Dingle is going to get to go to the British Racing School, and it's well worth the journey. Learned loads over there when I was over there.
You've done a lot already, so you have, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been to a lot of places, all right,
We mentioned Tony McCoy. Ruby Walsh is another man that that you got to meet. I know you spoke to him at the Sports Star Awards last year. I'm sure, just like AP, he's been giving you good advice too, has he?
Yeah, I met him in the Sports Star Awards night and I sat down with him and had a good chat with him and he gave me loads of advice. And people like that, you just need to take all their advice on board and do as what they say, because if you don't listen to them kind of people, like, you're wasting your time.
You told us that you were involved in the horses for a long time and at a very young age, but you're a keen sportsman. You're a keen boxer as well. Tell us about your involvement in that sport.
Yeah, well, a few years ago when I was in primary school, a good friend of Paddy McShane, he did boxing. His father, Rory McShane, was the coach in Letterkenny, so I decided I'd go in a night and train. So I just loved it. As soon as I went in the doors, just clicked. And this last few years, I've won loads of titles. I think I've won 5 or 6 Ulster titles, and I've won a national title last year as well. I was runner-up 2 years ago, so I've just did the boxing to keep myself fit and keep the weight down, so it was a great help.
Can you keep up the boxing? Are you still going to stick at the training of the boxing over the next couple of years, or does that all change now?
Yeah, well, I had to make the decision last year. It was either boxing or horse racing, so I chose the horses over the boxing, but I think I might go over back now over the winter and keep fit. It's great fitness and it's a big help.
Right then, let's talk about your next step. Apart from going on holidays, I'm sure you're looking forward to that, are you?
Yeah, looking forward to getting away now tonight, get a week off.
Yeah, he's going to Mallorca in Spain. But when he comes back, you're making the move to Kilkenny under Joseph O'Brien, who is a flat and jump trainer. And it's a big move for you. It's an exciting move, Dylan.
Yeah, it's what every young rider's been dreaming of, like for a trainer to ask you, would you like to be an apprentice to them? And I've just been privileged, couldn't have went any better. Joseph came to me a few months ago and asked me would I come down and sign on to him, and of course I said yes, and just really excited now.
How did that come about? It was obviously tracking you for a while and seeing your progression over the last couple of years as Irish Field champion.
Yeah, well, Irish Field is a massive help. Every week Dennis Coakley writes a review in the Irish Field, and all trainers, everyone gets to see, like, reads it, and it tells you who wins the races or gives you a review of everything. And I'm sure he was watching that, and just it's a privilege to be going down to him, and massive trainer with loads of horses in, so hopefully it'll all go well.
So there's big environments within the training circles, and O'Brien's definitely would be one of the biggest in the country.
Oh, definitely would. He's Aidan O'Brien's son, of course, one of the biggest Irish trainers in the world. And he's loads of horses in, and he's a very smart man. So,
when did he first contact you?
It was a few months ago now. I was down riding out with Shane Foley, one of the days who's given me so much advice and help over the years also, and Martin Harley. And I was down with Shane Foley one day and riding out. And when I was down there, then I really liked riding out. So I went down for another week. Then a few weeks later, and then a few weeks after that, he contacted me then and asked me would I like to be a part of their team. So
it was a very easy yes.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
You mentioned Martin Harley there. Martin's going traveling the world. He's off now to Australia. He's been to Hong Kong. He's raced in the big flat races in England as well. And he's a Donegal man. So is that something that you would like to do? See more of the world though?
Yeah, well, if I was able to follow Martin's footsteps, it would be well worthwhile. He's been to Dingle this year with us. I've actually ridden a horse for him in Dingle this year, and he came down and we had a great crack and all. So he's away to Australia now, so wish him all the best out there as well.
Yeah, there's a couple of other local jockeys that you know well that are going good this season. The two R's, Oshin and Connor.
Yeah, Oshin R won the apprentice title last year. He's flying at the minute also, and Connor made his move back to Ireland from England, and he's also going well. And young Luke McAdear from Rathmullen, he's getting a few winners for Jim Bulger as well. So
you guys all keep in contact, do you?
Oh, we do, yeah.
You mentioned apprentice jockey. Is that your next target, is it, then, when you bed yourself on under O'Brien?
Yeah, hopefully after. I'm not sure what I'm going to get yet. Yeah. I might stay quiet for the winter, and then he might give me opportunities over the summer when the grass season hits, but hopefully it'll all work out.
Yeah. So it's a big step for you, but it's a step that you're fully focused on, Dylan, and I know that you're going to give it everything, and I've heard through the grapevine as well you've actually taken the pledge, which is a huge step for a young man. So you sort of have an idea of what you need to do to get your goal.
Yeah, well, a few years ago I made the pledge, and ever since I was a young boy, I was told always to stay off the drink because it's a ruin of young jockeys. So I said I'd follow my grandad's footsteps and I'd take the pledge. So I'm going to keep going now, and I'll do as long as I can, and hopefully it keeps that way.
Yeah, you're going to work hard and you're going to train hard, and you have a full support team about you as well, so you do.
Oh, I definitely do. Just my two uncles, Adrian and Hugh also, and mother and father, and all the other people that's given me rides and support over the years. There's far too many names to mention, so everyone knows who they are, and it's just the privilege. I've been so, like, got so much help over the years, and just delighted from all my family and everyone who's given me help.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm sure you deserve every bit of help that you got, and from us here at the station. Enjoy the holiday, and I'm sure we'll keep in contact when you come back, and we can wish you the best of luck on the next stage of your career with Joseph O'Brien. The best of luck, Don.
Thanks very much. It's been a privilege.